This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Have fully exposed themselves as the fascist authoritarians they are. Thank God there is one man standing in the way of this fascist circus, the Michael Cohen testimony, and that man is Jim Jordan. Here was his opening statement.
Mr. Chairman, here we go. Here we go. Your first big hearing, your first announced witness, Michael Cohen. I want everyone in this room to think about this. The first announced witness for the 116th Congress is a guy who is going to prison in 2 months for lying to Congress. Mr. Chairman, your chairmanship will always be identified with this hearing. And we all need to understand what this is. This is the Michael Cohen hearing presented by Lanny Davis. That's right. Lanny Davis choreographed the whole darn thing. The Clintons' best friend, loyalist, operative, Lanny Davis, put this all together. You know how we know? He told our staff. He told the committee staff. He said the hearing was his idea. He selected this committee. He had to talk Michael Cohen into coming. And most importantly, he had to persuade the chairman to actually have it. He told us it took 2 months to get that job done. But here we are. He talked him into it. This might be the first time someone convicted of lying to Congress has appeared again so quickly in front of Congress. Certainly, it's the first time a convicted perjurer has been brought back to be a star witness in a hearing. And there's a reason this is the first, because no other committee would do it. Think about this. With Mr. Cohen here, this committee, we got lots of lawyers on this committee. This committee is actually encouraging a witness to violate attorney-client privilege. Mr. Chairman, when we legitimize dishonesty, we delegitimize this institution. We're supposed to pursue the truth, but you have stacked the deck against the truth. We're only allowed to ask certain questions, even with that amendment you just told us about. Well, Russ is now on the table. You initially told us we can't ask questions about the special counsel, can't ask questions about the Southern District of New York, can't ask questions about Russia. Nope. Only subjects we can talk about are ones you think are going to be harmful to the President of the United States. And the answers to those questions are going to come from a guy who can't be trusted. Here's what the U.S. Attorney said about Mr. Cohen. While Mr. Cohen enjoyed a privileged life, his desire for ever greater wealth and influence precipitated an extensive course of criminal conduct. Mr. Cohen committed four distinct federal crimes over a period of several years. He was motivated to do so by personal greed and repeatedly used his power and influence for deceptive ends. But the Democrats don't care. They don't care. They just want to use you, Mr. Cohen. You're their patsy today. They got to find somebody somewhere to say something so they can try to remove the president from office. Because Tom Steyer told him to. Tom Steyer, last week, organized a town hall. Guess where? Chairman Nadler's district in Manhattan. 2 nights ago, Tom Steyer organized a town hall. Guess where? Chairman Cummings' district in Baltimore. The best they can find to start this process, Michael Cohen. Fraudster. A cheat, convicted felon, and in 2 months a federal inmate. Well, actually, they didn't find him. Lanny Davis found him. I'll say one thing about the Democrats. They stick to the playbook. Remember how all this started. The Clinton campaign hired Perkins Coie Law Firm, who hired Glenn Simpson, who hired a foreigner, Christopher Steele, who put together the fake dossier that the FBI used to go get a warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. But when that whole scheme failed and the American people said, we're going to make Donald Trump president, they said, we got to do something else. So now, Clinton loyalist, Clinton operative Lanny Davis has persuaded the chairman of the oversight committee to give a convicted felon a forum to tell stories and lie about the president of the United States so they can all start their impeachment process. Mr. Chairman, we are better than this. We are better than this.
Total Savage. We'll be right back with the Alex Jones Show.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think in this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be a stacked Alex Jones Show here on this Wednesday, February 27, 2019. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex, but we will be hearing from Alex from a surprise special undisclosed location. And we'll just leave it at that for now. And we also have a ton of news and clips to get to, but what everybody's focused on right now, probably unnecessarily, but there will be, let's just say, a boomerang effect of this Cohen testimony today. But we'll get to all that. In the meantime, let's go live to Cohen the Rat testifying right now before Congress.
Would make you inaccurate. In actuality, would make you a liar. Which puts you into the same position that I am in. And I can only warn people, the more people that follow Mr. Trump...
Come right in with Cohen admitting he's a liar.
...are going to suffer same consequences that I'm suffering.
What warning would you give young people who are tempted, as you were? Would you encourage them not to wait 10 years to see the light? What advice would you give young people, in particular young lawyers, so they do not abuse their bar license as you did?
He lost. He got disbarred yesterday.
I had a wonderful life. I have a beautiful wife. I have two amazing children. I achieved financial success by the age of 39. I didn't go to work for Mr. Trump because I had to. I went to work for him because I wanted to. And I've lost it all. So if I'm not a picture perfect, that's the picture that should be up there. If I'm not a picture perfect example of what not to do, that's the example that I'm trying to set for my children. You make mistakes in life, and I've owned them, and I've taken responsibility for them. And I'm paying a huge price, as is my family. So if that in and of itself isn't enough to dissuade somebody from acting in the callous manner that I did, I'm not sure that that person has any chance, very much like I'm in right now.
A recurring theme in your testimony is concern for your family's safety. What specifically are you most concerned about?
Well, the president, unlike my Cohen for Trump that has 1,000 followers, he's got over 60 million people. And when Mr. Trump turned around early in the campaign and said, I can shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and get away with it, I want to be very clear. He's not joking. He's telling you the truth. He said, you don't know him. I do. I sat next to this man for 10 years.
Wait, was it?
I watched his
Wait, campaign. Who shot Seth Rich?
I'm the
who
one
was
who
Seth Rich?
The campaign.
What happened to Seth Rich?
I'm the one who continued in 2015 to promote him. And so many things I thought that he can do that are just great. And he can, and he is doing things that are great. But this destruction of our civility to one another is just, it's out of control.
Oh, yeah. It's Trump's fault. Didn't you hear? Jussie Smollett was attacked by a Trump supporter in a MAGA hat. A man's house was burned down because he was a gay activist.
He can do whatever he wants.
Those were hoaxes.
This is his country. He's becoming an autocrat. And hopefully something bad will happen to me or my children or my wife so that I will not be here and testify. That's what his hope was.
You know, there's a deep irony to this.
I thank everybody who joined and said that
it's not,
just not
it's like everything else. It's not President Trump's fault that your family would be in any danger, which we hope it's not. It's your fault. What is it? What is it with people in this country that don't want to take the consequences for their actions? You're the traitor, dude.
Everybody's job at the Trump Organization is to protect Mr. Trump. Every day, most of us knew we were coming in and we were going to lie for him on something. And that became the norm. And that's exactly what's happening right now in this country. And it's exactly what's happening here in government, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My time has expired.
Mr. Armstrong.
Now, folks, this has been going for over an hour now.
Can we take a break?
They're due for a recess. Cohen just requested a recess. I've never seen that before.
I did, sir.
Yeah, they're like, did you just ask for a break?
So it. That's okay. Thank you, sir.
I can't even figure out to get Cummings' mic back on. So they will honor. Cohen's running the show. Ha! Oh, my gosh. Oh, so Elijah Cummings, he just had his gavel taken from him by Cohen. Oh, my gosh. That was beautiful. Wow. Look, here's the deal, folks. If you've been paying attention, I've been watching this whole thing. The optics of this, and on a surface level, this looks really bad. But I'm watching an epic car crash happening right now in slow motion. That's what this is. And we're going to get more into this throughout the broadcast, and we'll continue to cover this live and you know, do a little commentary over it. But this whole thing with Cummings bringing up Michael Cohen as a star witness, his first ever as the head of this committee, who's about to go to jail for a long time for lying to Congress, a known liar. Any lawyer who's not just a total liar will tell you, I mean, folks, this is the whole reason why O.J. Simpson was deemed innocent. You have to understand how the legal process works. As soon as you're deemed a liar, as soon as that's established by the court in the case, as soon as that's established, okay, you lied, you're no longer a witness for anything. Anything you said or anything you say is discounted, you're out. That is like just precedent in law. But somehow Cohen comes back up here. Because the whole thing is a sham. Cohen even admitted he's been meeting with the Democrats before all of this. Elijah Cummings broke the rules of this committee. He broke the rules of the committee, and he did not give 24 hours of the witness testimony to the committee. They gave him it. They gave him the witness testimony, the documents, just hours before the testimony. That's against the rules. You're supposed to get 24 hours. Then Elijah Cummings has the nerve to sit there and lie about it. The whole thing is unbelievable. We got all the clips. And so Jim Jordan just says, oh, well, do you think we could maybe postpone this so that we can follow the rules and have 24 hours to go over the witness testimony that you just handed us before he sat down? We don't have time to review it. We don't have time to look at questions. You've been meeting with the witness. Do we get anything here? And Elijah Cummings just says, no. I'm in charge. I'm the Democrat. I'm the boss, like AOC. I'm the boss. The Democrats are fully exposing themselves as fascist authoritarians today. So there is going to be massive blowback from this. And let me tell you, oh, folks, we're going to get into all of it. Before we do that, though, we need to fuel the engine here at InfoWars with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got great specials going right now. 50% off Bodies, the ultimate turmeric inflammatory support. I love the Bodies. 50% off Alpha Power, 40% off the brand new InfoWars Life protein bars when you get two boxes or more, 40% off. a big special on storable foods right now. If you're, you know, seeing the way the country is going and a little worried, well, maybe insurance you can eat will give you a little ease. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com on storable foods, all kinds of great specials. We've got great hats, great T-shirts. The store is so big now, it's almost impossible to sit here in a minute and even get to like a quarter of the stuff we offer. Household items like shampoo and toothpaste, it's all natural, it's all organic. Air filters, water filters, you've seen the stories about the stuff in the water that's no good, the glyphosates and everything. You've seen the stories about the air in the average American home being so polluted it's equivalent to a major U.S. city. So we just say, hey, look, there's bad stuff in the water. We don't want to drink it. You don't want to drink it. Here's the best water filter for the best price. Here's the best air filter for the best price. Now, in the break, I've got a long day today because I'm going to be hosting the Alex Jones Show, and then I'm going to be hosting the War Room. So in the break, I'm going to take my TurboForce, which is 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it will energize me for the next 7 hours. And I'll be live here at InfoWars.com/show. I'm banned. I'm totally banned on Facebook and YouTube. So, you know, InfoWars.com/show is the last place I can go to broadcast.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to listen to me very, very carefully. Because what I'm about to tell you is a matter of life and death. Now, a lot of people will tell you they're on target. A lot of folks will tell you that they've got the answers. But they don't have the answers. I do have the answers. And that's not an arrogant statement. If I've got the part that works on a car that's broken down, and I know it's the part that works because I've tested it, and there's 100 idiots out there trying to put parts on it that aren't from the same car and don't work, I'm going to say, hey, listen, I've got the part that works. I know what the hell I'm talking about. Why do you think the establishment wants us off air? Because they get you watching football and they get all of us watching Dancing with the Stars, which is fine. But everybody's experts on that instead of defense intelligence and international commerce and the rule of law, cancer viruses, space stations, you know, things that are really going on in the real world by the technocracy that runs things and governs things and decides the direction of the world. We had kings and queens and elites that would decide the direction of the world, and they kept us in feudalism in a dark age. And then 500 years ago, the Gutenberg press came along in Europe and challenged the monopoly of the crown and the church. And we came out of the dark age into the Renaissance. And you go back, I'm going to give you the secret to everything. You go back to Plato 2,300 years ago in Greece, the king of philosophers, and he said, humans are crushing the breast of Mother Earth. The Earth's overpopulated, even though there are probably 20 million people on the planet then instead of 7.5 billion. He said, we need to kill all the dumb people. And sometimes I kind of agree with that. But see, here's the problem. The globalists are actually trying to make us dumb. The parlor eugenics on the outside is that, oh, we're trying to make people smarter. No, no, no. They want to control society and civilization. So we've seen AOC, you know, that's the lady, looks like a meth head in Congress from New York, tell us we don't need to have kids anymore because the world's ending in 12 years. They want you to give up. They want you to have a fatalistic view. And then they hit you with electromagnetic radiation. They hit you with a GMO. They hit you with tainted vaccines. They hit you with the brainwashing, the race war, the culture war, the demoralization. So they can dominate and control you, divide and conquer you, and then they hit you with malnutrition. Everybody knows if you don't have water, you die. If you don't have air, you die. Well, if you don't have vitamin C, you end up dying in a few months. And if you don't have iodine, folks, an essential element, you're screwed. And that's what's so exciting is that if they can't abort a baby before it's born, well, hell, now kill it after it's born. That's what the Democrats in the Senate just voted to do. They agree with the Democrats in Virginia and New York, kill babies after they're born. That's the bad news. The good news is there's all these other ways they're getting at us. And back when the government wasn't pure evil, they put iodine in the salt by law, and it boosted IQs on average 15 points and cut out all these birth defects. And it's because if you don't have iodine in many cases, you have electrochemical problems in the brain. It's a fact. You die. Oh, but they give you the bad halogen, fluoride, that lowers IQ, lowers fertility. So here's the good news. I'm going to I'm going to play this song of Greenpeace with David Knight and myself and others. It's about 4 years old. It's very powerful. That breaks down how the dystopia we warned you of is now here. They're rolling it out. But the good news is, I told you almost 2 years ago I was having fights with the oil companies that get the pure deep earth crystal iodine nobody else has. It's atomic. And we went to fisticuffs with them, came out with the new iodine that's still really good, has some of the deep earth crystal and two other types. We could have made it pure deep earth crystal, but it's from another manufacturer. And so some folks like it, some folks don't. It's X3. I got old-fashioned X2, pure, same manufacturer, same world company, 12,000 feet. It's amazing, InfoWarsStore.com. So they can pull all the stuff they're going to do all day, but God's given us things like iodine, like oxygen, like water, like food, like our mothers, like our fathers. That is what gives us sustenance. And X2 is back. It's been produced. The labels are being put on today. You can pre-order at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And the 18-wheeler leaves tomorrow from the Rocky Mountains to deliver it to Austin. So as early as a week from now, let's just say a week and a half from now, X2 is back by the grace of God and all of our prayers. X2, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Get your X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're at it, get other things that are amazing, like the purest, best fish oils for adults and children. The very best turmeric. We've got 50% off bodies right now. Or Alpha Power and all the great compounds it has for men and women, for stamina, libido, energy. That's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2's back, ladies and gentlemen, and it helps fund the InfoWars. So thanks for your support. Back to Owen, the live broadcast, after this important piece on Soylent Green and how this dystopic nightmare has now come true. Aborted babies incinerated to eat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular Zoetrin. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
Is the secret of Soylent Green.
Soylent Green is people!
It's their milky breeding is like cattle for food. Better tell them.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. The recess is over in the Cohen testimony. When we come back from this short break, we will go back live. Don't go anywhere. It's the Alex Jones Show.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are really
riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours, so take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So we're going to go back to this Cohen testimony, but I got to be honest with you, folks. There's so much other stuff happening that's really more relevant than this. This is just kind of like the circus act right now. The three-ring circus that everyone's paying attention to. Everybody wants to watch, so I get it. And we're going to go back to it live here. But there's so much other stuff going on. Plus, we've got three powerful segments, almost an hour of content from Robert Barnes, who was in studio yesterday. This guy is sharp as a tack. I mean, this guy is with it and tuned in. A great intellectual and a great lawyer and just really a great man who is going to be breaking down a lot of stuff when it comes to the legalities that we're dealing with here when it comes to censorship and fair trade practices, which is also in the news today as a new FTC task force has just been formed to take on tech monopolies. So we're going to cover all that. Plus, still, big announcement, big exciting stuff coming from Alex Jones. I'm not allowed to discuss it quite yet, but you will find out shortly where Alex is and why. And then there's just other news that's developing right now. And there's a, well, let's just go back live now to the three-ring circus that is the Michael Cohen testimony.
Saying that to me for many, many months. And at the end of the day, I knew exactly what he wanted me to say.
And why was Mr. Sekulow in the meeting?
Mr. Trump directed me to because he was going to be representing Mr. Trump going forward as one of his personal attorneys in this matter.
So it was sort of a handoff meeting.
Correct.
In any way, final question, did the president in any way...
So, you know, here, look, ladies and gentlemen, we played Jim Jordan's opening statements here. We're going to go back to the testimony here in a second, but... Just so we can get some of this out there before we move on to other topics, because I think it's beginning to get a little bit redundant. Elijah Cummings has really exposed himself in this testimony here. He broke the rules in his first ever hearing as the head of this committee. He's acted like a authoritarian fascist while in control of this committee with the gavel. And he lies about Republicans. He said Republicans don't want to hear from Cohen. Well, that was an outright lie. What Jim Jordan said was, hey, can we postpone this so that we can follow the rules of this committee, which both parties agreed to, which was we get 24 hours to review the witness testimony statements before we come to this room and hear the testimony so that we can prepare questions, etc. The Democrats have been meeting with Cohen for weeks, months, maybe even years. And Cohen admitted that today when questioned. So the Democrats got the leaked testimony. Even CNN got the leaked testimony. And they gave it to the Republicans just an hour before the testimony began. That's against the rules. And so Jim Jordan says, well, can we postpone this so that we can review the testimony and know what we can even ask this witness here today? And Elijah Cummings says, no. And then moves on. So he's blatantly breaking the rules. And then he makes another statement saying that Republicans don't want to hear from Cohen, even though Jim Jordan specifically said, we want to hear from Cohen. We want to question Cohen. You guys are the ones that brought this convicted liar in front of this committee. Not me. You did that, Cummings. Of course we want to question him. But then Cummings says, the Republicans are trying to avoid questioning him. And Jordan's like, no, we want to follow the rules of this committee. And again, how did CNN get this leaked testimony, folks? This is unheard of. So not only is Cohen meeting with Democrats this entire process, they're leaking his testimony to CNN before the Republicans in the committee even get to see it, which is against the rules. And again, why is he meeting with the Democrats like this? So let's go back live to the Cohen testimony.
Being a good lawyer to not even consider whether it's legal or not?
I didn't work for the campaign. I was working and I was trying to protect Mr. Trump. I sat with Mr. Trump, and this goes back all the way to 2011. This wasn't the first scenario with Ms. Daniels.
Let's go back then.
So my point,
yes, the porn star.
This was an ongoing situation. It didn't just start in October.
Right. Let's
You have to let me finish.
So again, this is just getting redundant, folks. They keep bringing up the porn star Stormy Daniels. There's a portrait that they talked about. We'll get into all this. Cohen was disbarred yesterday, but here's the irony. And you know, I don't know if I want to get into this now or later, but it's like, this is playing out so perfectly. It's almost like a movie or a book or something here, because all of this crap they're trying to say, oh, look at what Trump did that was so bad, paying off this porn star, buying this portrait, pretending like there was a big bid on it and all this crap. It's like, if they really want to do this and try to destroy him, do you realize the crap that they're going to, the dirt that they can get on Obama, the Clintons, the Bushes? I mean, it's a joke. The stuff that Donald Trump did that they're sitting here acting like is a big deal is like, not even, it's like breadcrumbs of breadcrumbs compared to what the political establishment has been doing in this country. I mean, it's unbelievable. Do you really want to take Trump to task on a freaking portrait that he bought? A portrait that he had a straw man bid on at an auction? Oh my gosh. Bill, I mean, how much money did the Clintons launder from Haiti? How much money did Prescott Bush get from the Nazis? I mean, this is a joke. And it's I'm telling you, it's a car crash in slow motion. I don't even know if Trump knew what he was getting himself into, folks. And it's just all playing out beautifully. And Trump's going to have the option if he wants to fight back against these people and expose them. So let's go back to the rat called forth here by the Democrats.
I reported to the media on June 12th that those emails would be leaked. So I'm not saying you have fake news. I'm saying you have old news. And there's really not much to that. I would like to yield the remainder of my time to Mr. Higgins.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Cohen, I'm quoting you close as I can. Earlier you said, I spent last week looking through boxes to find documents that would support your accusations. Where are those boxes, good sir? Where are those boxes? Are they in your garage? Or?
They're in the storage.
And are these not boxes that should have been turned over to investigative authorities during the many criminal investigations you've been subject to?
Sir, these are the boxes that were returned to me.
If they include data pertinent to crimes that you've committed, should they not have been turned over and remanded to investigative authority? Did Mr. Lanny Davis know of these boxes?
Gentlemen, you may answer the question.
I don't understand his question.
Very well.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times Cummings has cut a man off from his time and then says, but he can answer the question. And then you know what Cohen says? No, I'm not going to answer the question.
Morning. Thank you, Chairman Cummings, for convening.
That's at least the third time.
Cohen for voluntarily testifying this morning.
Yeah, oh, voluntarily.
Cohen, I love it.
Oh, he's voluntarily testifying. This is all part of a big plea bargain, folks. This is a joke. These Democrats think you are an idiot.
And special counsel means you are the attorney for him. Is that right?
Just means I was there in order to handle matters that he felt were significant and important to him individually.
And those included legal matters?
Yes, sir.
Sir, as a former attorney, you're familiar with legal documents known as non-disclosure agreements, or NDAs, is that right?
Yes.
Sir, I'm sure you know that NDAs, properly written in scope, can be reasonable in certain business contexts, but they can also be abused to create a chilling effect to silence people.
Yes, yes. Donald Trump, a billionaire, pull him out. Donald Trump, a billionaire, had some people sign some non-disclosure agreements. He is a bad guy. Meanwhile, millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars spent, taxpayer dollars spent to protect congressmen and women accused of sexual assault. Where are the hearings on that? Where are the investigations into that? Where is the national press on that? Nowhere. They all want to get Trump. It's an unbelievable game. It's a big con game. It's called the Get Trump game. But guess what? America's getting sick of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alex Jones Show, final segment of the first hour. We've got a lot of exciting stuff coming up here, folks, in the next 3 hours of the Alex Jones Show, including Alex Jones from a secret location on a secret mission from a secret dimension in secret space. But right now, Michael Cohen, it's not a secret, is now a Democrat puppet. But it's really not even the Democrats. They're just the ones puppeteering, at least appearing to puppeteer this testimony. It's really the deep state, which is comprised of Republicans and Democrats for decades, that are now being represented by Bob Mueller as their president, trying to destroy everything Americana, which is President Trump, who is not part of their secret societies, not part of the deep state, getting elected. And now, you know, I got to tell you, though, and I'm going to talk about this in the next hour, but this testimony has been pretty eye-opening to me on a couple of different levels, and it's making me ask tough intellectual and philosophical questions to myself when it comes to the Trump presidency. And so we're going to get into that in the next hour, but we're going to conclude. This is the final segment. I can't do this crap anymore with Cohen Live. it's a bunch of BS. It's getting redundant. The next 2 days are going to be behind closed doors. So it'll just be more of a circus act freak show. But so we're just going to conclude our live coverage of this now. We're going to come back in the next hour, play some clips, and then do some reaction commentary to it. But then we got to move on, folks, because we know what this is. We know what it's meant to be. And there's other important news that we got to get to. So that's how we're going to do this. But so let's go ahead and just go back live to this for the final time, probably today on the Alex Jones Show, in case that's what you're tuned in to listen to. We got other more important stuff to cover, folks, including Project Veritas just releasing another bombshell video. You know, Project Veritas just hits grand slam after grand slam after grand slam, and then somehow they don't score any runs, you know, but whatever. So let's go back live to the rat, Michael Cohen.
That states this. This was not an act out of blind loyalty, as Cohen suggests. Cohen was driven by a desire to further ingratiate himself with a potential future president for whom's political success Cohen himself claimed credit for. Now, we're in a search for truth.
Oh,
and
yes.
I don't know, Chairman, how we're supposed to ascertain the truth in this quagmire of a hearing when the best witness we can bring before this has already been convicted of lying before us. And what's sad is the American people have seen this play out before. We have people in prominent positions fail, and then a couple years later they get a book deal. Now, you're set to go to jail for a couple years. You come out with a multimillion book deal. That's not bad living. And so my question is, will you today to commit to donate any further proceeds to book deals, to film reviews, to charity?
Ooh.
No.
Oh!
Thank you.
Will the gentleman yield?
No.
Ouch.
Gentleman yield. Now, may I finish?
So,
the gentleman yield.
Yield to Mr. Meadows.
Mr. Chairman, may I finish?
Mr. Cohen, he's yielded to me, and so
I didn't finish my response.
Listen.
No, you did. You said no.
Mr. Chairman, may I finish my response, please?
I'll let you respond, but let's answer this question, please.
Mr. Cohen. Everything's been made of your lies in the past. I'm concerned about your lies today. Mm-hmm. Under your testimony just a few minutes ago to me, you indicated that you had contracts with foreign entities. And yet we have a truth and testimony disclosure form which requires you to list those foreign contracts for the last 2 years. And you put N.A. on there. And it's a criminal offense to not have that accurately. So when were you lying? Either in the testimony to me earlier today or when you filled out the form?
Gentleman's time has expired.
And he won't answer.
Cohen, you may answer his question and then whatever you wanted to say on that.
His question is, unfortunately, I don't have an answer.
Told you.
His question.
Told you he knew it. He's been doing it all day.
No. Mr. Chairman.
As it relates.
The gentleman is out of order. He said he does not have an answer.
Mr. Chairman, when we were in the majority, with all due respect, Mr. Chairman, hold on.
Regular order. The gentleman has just said he doesn't have an answer. And you had gone over your time.
He's under oath to tell the truth. One of them is not accurate, Mr. Chairman.
You won't have time to answer
questions. Mr. Chairman, just a question. Mr. Chairman, just a question.
Mr. Raskin. Mr. Raskin.
Mr. Cohen, thank you for your composure today. Our colleagues are not upset because you lied to Congress for the president. They're upset because you stopped lying to Congress for the president. Now, you've described the Trump campaign as a once-in-a-lifetime money-making opportunity, the greatest infomercial of all time, I think you said. And this may be the most trenchant observation of your whole testimony. Do you think the Trump campaign or presidency ever stopped being about making money for the president, his family, and his organization?
Yes. The guy who's donating his salary.
When did it stop being that?
When he won the election.
And what did it become about at that point?
Then it had to be about figuring out what to do here in Washington.
The guy that lost billions of dollars, spent his own money.
Can you carefully explain to America how the hush money payments
to
Kieran McDougal and Stormy Daniels worked? Can you carefully explain what
Patrick Hill is? Yes, bring the porn stars back up.
Sure. I received a phone
call. We don't want to hear. We're here to get the truth. Mr. Cohen, you either lied in these documents or lied to us today here in this testimony. Do you have comment? No. Elijah Cummings. He does not have to answer. Now, to more important things. What about these porn stars?
Stormy Daniels, it started in 2011.
Oh, I'll answer that. I know all about the porn stars.
And that was the first time
I don't know anything about my lies. I'm just a convicted liar. But I'll talk about porn stars all day.
And we were successful in having it taken down from the website. It wasn't until years later, by around the time of the campaign, did they come back and they ask, what are you going to do now? Because she's back on the trail trying to sell the story. At which point in time, David Pecker, on behalf of the National Enquirer, reached out to her and her attorney in order to go take a look at...
Her attorney? What was his name?
Lie detector test.
Was it Avenatti?
That proved that she was telling
another
the truth.
Known liar?
They then contacted me and told me that she was telling the truth, at which point, again, all the time...
She took a lie detector test.
Allegedly took a lie detector test.
Oh, allegedly.
Seen by an employee of the National...
Polygraphs are fake.
At this point in time, I went to Trump's office and I explained why this time it's different than another time.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Now, when you say different than another time, were there other women paid sexual hush money by Donald Trump or his organization? Was this a standard operating practice?
No.
So you're not aware of any other cases where it had taken place?
I'm not aware of any other case that Mr. Trump paid. So which brings us to the Karen McDougal. He was supposed to pay. He was supposed to pay... $125,000 for the life story of
we got him.
Google.
We got President Trump. He had a relationship with a Playboy model. We got him.
Impeach. Very angry.
Impeach.
Also, other money that David had expended on his behalf.
People don't
unfortunately
care.
Never got paid back for that either.
This is. I'm telling you, this is amazing. This whole thing that has been orchestrated, designed, fabricated, all by the left, all by the deep state here. This whole thing is to the entire purpose of this is to destroy Donald Trump. It will only help him. Maybe not in the immediate aftermath, but in the second tremor, in the second wave.
Are you aware of any videotapes that may be the subject of extortion or blackmail?
I've heard about these tapes for a long time. I've had many people contact me over the years. I have no reason to believe that that tape exists.
In December 2015, Donald Trump was asked about his relationship with Felix Sater, a convicted felon and real estate developer, and he replied, "Felix Sater, boy, have to even think about it. I'm not that familiar with him." Why did Trump endeavor to hide his relationship with Felix Sater, and what was his relationship?
Well, he certainly had a relationship. Felix was a partner in a company called Bayrock that was involved in the deal of the Trump Soho Hotel, as well as, I believe, the Trump Fort Lauderdale project. Why did he want to distance himself? That's what Mr. Trump does. He distances himself when things go bad for someone. And at that point in time, it was going bad for Mr. Sater.
You said you lied to Congress about Trump's negotiations to build his Moscow tower because he'd made it clear to you that he wanted you to lie. One of the reasons you...
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Quote, you know, I don't know. Maybe we stick with this lie. It's so ridiculous. Everybody knows what's going on here. And this is totally going to fail the Democrats. But see, it's not even about that. It's all about getting little sound bites. It's all about getting little clips and little hot shots to then write stories and then, you know, perpetuate a narrative. But I'm telling you, even if everything that they're saying about Trump is true today, this is only going to help Trump. The American people are sick of you. They hate you. That's what they're sick of. It's not even about Trump.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.